to come here tonight to tell you that I am proud to support Senator Elizabeth Warren for President of the United States.
Julian Castro there at a rally in Brooklyn, New York on Tuesday night alongside Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren. Castro ended his campaign for president last week, throwing his support behind Warren soon after. Castro had been the only Latino politician in the 2020 race. And now Warren's team is hoping that having Castro on board will help close the gap with Latino voters. A Noticias Telemundo poll from late October showed Joe Biden with the support of 26% of Hispanic Democrats nationally, Bernie Sanders with 18%, and Elizabeth Warren with 10%. All other candidates were below 5%. Latino voters are increasingly an important part of the electorate. In the 2018 midterms, Latino voter turnout nearly doubled compared to the 2014 midterms, and nearly 70% of Latinos voted for Democrats. At the same time, Latino activists often criticize the left for taking their communities for granted. Here's Clarissa Martinez, Deputy Vice President at Unidos US, speaking on The Takeaway back in July.
You have candidates and campaigns that are not necessarily doing their homework in reaching out to this community and simply take it for granted and or ignore it.
But Clarissa also told me she noticed some encouraging signs during the midterm campaign.
This last year, we also saw a lot more campaigns and local efforts to reach out and introduce themselves to these voters.
For Elizabeth Warren, the person leading that effort to connect with Latino voters is Jonathan Jays Green, the campaign's national director of Latinx outreach.
So my family and I came from Panama over 14 years ago. We came to the United States and I grew up in Maryland. I've been undocumented ever since I came, really. I'm a DACA recipient, right? And my status expires this December. So I really feel like this election for me is a clear reminder that our community's lives are at stake.
I spoke to Jonathan this week about how his background informs the work that he does on the campaign and the overall outreach strategy that Warren hopes will help her connect with this important constituency.
I think it makes the urgency really clear. Like every day I walk into the office and I know what's at stake. I know what's at stake for me, for my family, for millions of people every day. And that's the urgency that I bring into this fight. That's why I'm proud to be on this campaign, because I think people get it.
Elizabeth Warren has an interesting history with Latino voters. There was a moment that she publicly used the word Latinx.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of set off many things that have set off a conversation about that word in particular.
Yeah.
What language should Warren and other candidates be using to talk about this voting group? Because we've even talked about this here on our show, which is that there is a debate among Latinos. I use the word Latinos more broadly, but some of them don't want to use the term. Does it alienate potential voters, do you think?
So when she started using the word, is because trans and gender nonconforming Latinx people told her that that's what was best to make sure we were being inclusive to them, right? And that's why she started using the word. And since then, you know, she's been listening to people who said, like, actually, I don't identify with this word. And I think that's part of the narrative and the story that, like, our community, right, brings to the table. And to be honest, like, so if we're talking about Latinos, in parts of this country, people prefer Hispanic, right? And there's certain communities that prefer Puerto Rican or Mexican, or I'm from Panama, so Panamanian, right? Like, there's so much diversity among our community. So for us, you know, you'll see us, you know, really being able to listen and adjust to that feedback. But for us, I think what we really want to get to is, like, you know, allowing people to self-identify how they want to on this campaign as they're a part of it, and then fighting for the issues that matter to our people, right? People want us to talk about healthcare. People want us to talk about immigration. People want us to talk about climate change, right? So I think, you know, thinking about, like, how do we, you know, allow people to come in as they are, and then just really be a part of this fight and really making it clear why we're fighting for them.
Because that is really a key part of the question here. When we, you know, talk about the Latino vote. The Latino population is diverse politically.
Yes, yes, it is.
You know,
is.
I think
yes,
they were a quarter of Latino voters who voted for President Trump in the 2016. We are not all the same race.
That's right.
That was starting there, right?
Yes,
that seems
yes.
to be a big issue.
Yes.
So how does the president try to, how does the senator try to address that? I mean, how do you try to address that with that level of diversity?
I mean, I think you bring people from the community, right? I think the fact that I think I might be the first Afro-Latino to be in this role for a presidential campaign speaks volumes of how she thinks about who she's surrounding herself with.
And right. Tell me about how that, what that experience did for you. Because a lot of Afro-Latinos, the conversation around Afro-Latinos today is almost emerging in the mainstream.
Yeah, yes, it is. I think when we talk about Latinidad, right, when we talk about this concept of our community, people like me have been at the margins, right? Like, I think there's a beautiful story about blackness in Panama and the migration around the construction of the Panama Canal that often doesn't get talked about. And I know that when we talk about the issues facing, like, you know, even black people in the United States, that also translates to throughout Latin America, right? So the fact that I come with that experience, like having experienced anti-blackness back home, and then also coming to the United States and then blending or trying to be a part of the broader Latino community and then struggling with what that means. I think, like, though some of those experiences, also being queer, being undocumented, I think the lens that I bring to this campaign is of people who've been at the margins.
We mentioned that the Democratic field of candidates has gotten narrower. We've lost two candidates of color so far, Kamala Harris and, of course, Julian Castro. Castro has since endorsed Senator Warren. He was with her at an event here in New York City, publicly endorsed her. He's now going to speak on the campaign trail for her again. Castro was previously, you know, rumored to have been Hillary Clinton's potential VP pick. So he's been in this sphere for quite a while. How does Senator Warren intend to capitalize on that relationship with Castro? Is she looking for him to help connect her to Latino voters?
I think, well, first of all, As a Latino, as a Latinx person, to me, like, his candidacy meant so much. The fact that he was out there, that he ran for president in my lifetime, but he did it in a way that was full of integrity, that he did it in a way where he was speaking for people who were marginalized, victims of police brutality, talking about the disability community, talking about immigration. He literally changed the game and the conversation about immigration in this country. So I owe him a huge wave of gratitude. And also, he's been a symbol of, like, the emerging Latino political power that we're building, right? So I think how I always like to talk about our community is that, yes, we're in the middle of a fight. Yes, there are, you know, the odds are stacked against us in so many different issues, not just immigration, but particularly in immigration and this administration. And also, we have this emerging political power. And also, we have joy and resistance that we bring to the table, and it's how we survive, right? So I think that Secretary Castro has been like an emblematic figure in that fight. You know, again, our entire strategy is to establish trust in the community. So I think what Secretary Castro is going to be able to do is open so many more doors to be able to establish that trust and actually maybe do it a little bit faster, right? He's going to be in Nevada this weekend. He's going to Iowa. Like, he's built an infrastructure already that we're going to be able to tap into. And again, his voice, he speaks for so many of us. And I think, like, that is going to make a big difference in this election cycle.
So, Jonathan, polling suggests that when it comes to support among Latino voters, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, two white guys, are beating Elizabeth Warren. What does that tell you?
So this is Senator Elizabeth Warren's first presidential campaign. So I think as I'm thinking about how we're introducing her to our people, actually, like, what I've loved is that every time I talk to Latino Latinx people about Senator Elizabeth Warren, her record, her policy plans, they love her. So I think of my job as making sure, and all of our jobs really, because it's not just on me, it's on the entire team, to make sure that we're introducing Senator Warren to our communities. And again, because of the wounds that we've had before, it takes a while to establish trust. And that's why we're so focused on doing that.
When you say wounds, what do you mean?
I mean, I think there's many, many ways in which people have felt like presidential administrations, campaigns have taken our communities for granted, right? Like, we're not blind to that fact, right? And I know that, you know, being Senator Warren, like, being someone who's not, you know, who's not a Latina, you know, so there's a lot of that establishing trust that needs to occur. And I think that people need to know, who are listening to this interview that Senator Warren is committed to, one, the establishing trust, but also the accountability. There's been many examples where in this campaign trail, like, you know, we've put out plans, and every time we put out a plan, we talk to communities before we rolled it out. Like, for example, like maybe a month or so ago, we pulled out an environmental justice plan. And that was really important for us to do because we talked about the Green New Deal, which is super important, and we're all there. But also we have to be realistic and talk about the fact that oftentimes it's been communities of color that have borne the brunt, right, of environmental injustices. So how do we center people of color, Latinos, Black people, communities of color in that fight, right? So I think to be able to talk to them about, like, what do they want to see? You know, there's so many wounds about, like, being taken for granted. I think that's the Latino story in so many ways. Unfortunately, when it comes to the political pieces, when it comes to people from the outside, so I think that's one of the things that we're also keeping in mind.
A word that's come up in political campaigns is hispandering. Things that feel very deliberately heavy-handed.
Yeah.
How do you avoid hispandering to this community?
I think it's less about hispandering, more about like just being able to connect, because people understand that the odds have been stacked against them. They understand that we need big structural change, right? And she not only talks about, like, yes, we need to tax the wealthy and, you know, make them pay their fair share, right? But then she also talks about, what can we do once we actually have a tax code that better reflects our values? And that means investing in public schools, investing in childcare. So when we talk about the issues that people really care about in a way that's accessible, in a way that we can, and accessible might mean Spanish, but might actually, there's a lot of communities that, you know, most of our community is bilingual. And there's actually quite a lot of folks who don't speak Spanish.
Like Julian Castro.
Exactly. So I think that's why he really helps us sort of bring it all together, right? So, and like he, you know, if you saw the crowd last night, you know, just like so many, I was working the selfie line with him and Senator Warren, and everything, every time I kept hearing like someone come up to them, just like thanking him and her for being together. People kept mentioning 1325. People kept mentioning like the incredible things that he's done. And I think, you know, her message was the same. If you heard it last night, she talked about corruption, how we're going to, you know, level the playing field for working people. She talked about a taxing, you know, the wealth tax. She talked about the same things that affect everyone, right? And like, that's how we're able to make it more authentic.
Jonathan Jays Green is the National Director of Latinx Outreach for Elizabeth Warren. Jonathan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.